And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Ask Roz and Mocha podcast. These are always fun. We kick it off by going to the phones. Hello, Edward. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the podcast. What's your question?
So I was wondering, do you guys shower every morning before going to work? Or do you do it the night before and then you just get changed in the morning?
That's personal, Edward.
Before we answer, what is your answer?
I've always been one to shower every morning before going to work. The only reason why this kind of came up was a coworker of mine said he preferred to shower before going to bed, and then he just wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe gets changed, and off he goes.
Because at night, you just, like, wash, like, the day off of you, right?
Yeah, I mean, because we work in an automotive body shop, so I guess going to bed clean, and then save time. I think he's got like an hour plus commute.
Yeah, jeez.
I've always showered like in the morning.
You do,
before I start my day. Yeah. Now, like if it's on the weekend, let's say I am outside doing a bunch of stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Like later on in the evening, I may shower. Like if I built up a sweat, maybe stink a little bit, I'll shower again. But for majority of the week, I morning time shower only.
Yeah, I will shower mostly in the evening unless I have like a real sweaty night. And if I have a real sweaty night, I'll just wake up and shower again.
Uh-huh.
But my favorite time to take a shower, honestly, is I will prep everything sort of for dinner and get everything done. And if I'm making like something that I don't even know, like if I'm doing like a sauce, like a pasta sauce or something like this, right? I love like having the sauce ready. Everything is good to go. And then I go and take a shower, come up like wet hair, fresh and clean, and sit down and eat. That's my favorite time to take a shower. I like that sort of like mid-evening kind of shower time.
Okay. Yeah, Maury.
I always shower in the morning.
Yeah.
Always. Because it does more than just clean you. Like it cleans you. It helps wake you up and stuff like that. But unless I shower at night if I've barbecued or whatever and I have that like barbecue smell on me. Like
you don't
I
leave that on you?
No, I love the smell, but I don't want it in my bed.
Oh, damn.
Or hold on, you love the smell, but Matthew doesn't want it.
No, he did not ask me. I showered on my own last night just because I smelled like lobster and meat.
I showered on my own last night. I showered on my own. He didn't even have to tell me or anything.
Such a big boy. Congratulations. Sham, what about you?
Okay, I actually do both.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, when I get home, I shower. Does that count as showering at night, I guess?
Like I get when you get home from the day?
Yeah, like around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
that's
I shower.
Not showering before bed. That's showering in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, but it's when I get home, right?
Yeah.
And I shower, and then I shower first thing in the morning. I need to shower first thing in the morning to wake up. Yeah. I have to.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have that.
Or, like, if I shower, when I shower in the morning, if I work out at, like, 12 p.m., when I get home, I'm taking a shower.
You don't shower at the gym?
No. Why? Shower at home.
You don't like people seeing you and stuff?
No, it's not that. I just want to get my stuff and get out of there.
Most gyms are the ones that you close up and
so
stuff.
So you get
like that.
You get in the car all sweaty and in your gym clothes?
But my drive is like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So's mine though.
Yeah.
I still shower at the gym.
No, I shower at home.
I don't walk out of
there. I want all my stuff at home.
Do you wear your gym clothes to the gym?
Because
or do you change
usually
at the gym?
I go from work.
Oh yeah.
So I'm in my regular clothes.
Yeah. And then so you put your regular clothes in your bag, put your gym clothes on. Do you change any of your regular clothes after your workout?
If I'm going straight home, no, I just wear my gym clothes.
Okay.
Because when I get home, I'm hopping right in the shower.
Wow.
I wear my gym clothes home and then walk the dog and then have dinner. Everything's still in my gym clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
With the same undies that you've been wearing for the entire week.
Yeah.
After you've worked out? Like you don't shower?
No.
You don't shower at the gym?
No.
Why?
Because I just walk home.
But then you don't shower, though. You don't even get out of your gym clothes.
I don't want to shower with all those hot guys around.
No? Why?
Just because then I'll get caught staring at them.
What do you think? Oh,
you can't
pervert.
Like, you can't help yourself? Is that what you're saying? Like, you can't...
I don't want to, like, test it.
What do you... Test what? Believe me, Maury. You're going to fail.
No, I don't want to test controlling myself.
What?
Oh my God.
Degenerate.
Such a degenerate is right.
Damn, Edward. Thanks, man. Boy, he's about to get arrested and kicked out of the gym.
No, I didn't do anything. I know that, like, I would stare, so I don't go in there.
You're like a gambler who just, like, refuses to go to a casino.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I may just throw down.
I can't help myself.
No, I can't. I'm gonna put it all on.
You know how bad that sounds?
I'm going to put it
There's
all
no
on
phone
black.
Number for this one.
Yeah, it's called Matthew's number.
Yeah. Wow. You can't control. Like, you're worried that you're going to get turned on in the gym if you stay and take a shower?
Yes.
Really, huh?
Yes.
That's wild to me, dude.
Thank you, Edward.
Okay. Thank you.
See you, dude. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, however, Shem, let's say that you went to a gym that had one of those weirdo co-ed change rooms and everybody in there changing that were women were exactly your type.
I'm not leaving. I'm never going to that gym again.
No, okay.
I'm the degenerate.
Yeah, so I understand now. Maybe I understand Maury a little bit better when I flip it like that, because if I had to go to the gym, like if you went to the gym, Mocha, and I'm not saying you probably got the best body in here, but I'm just saying with the body that you have, right? If it was co-ed and you were the change in front of people that you were physically attracted to, would you go into that change room?
I would never go back to that gym again. Okay.
But yeah. I'm still the degenerate.
Yes, you are. I would cancel my membership.
Yes.
Instantly. Yes. You would get signed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sasha says here, which celebrity/celebrities have you not met yet but would love to?
I don't have anybody that
Mariska Hargitay.
You pretty much met everyone, right?
Yeah, but I don't even, like, I don't have a list of, like, people. Oh, my God, I'd love to meet them. Like, I just...
Like, I'd love to meet Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
Or The Undertaker. No. Right? Those two guys, I'd love to meet. Yeah. Who else would I like to meet? I think I'd like to meet Rihanna. Actually...
I have.
I talked to Rihanna on the phone once, but like to meet face to face, I'd like to meet Rihanna. Oh, Beyonce. I'd like to meet Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jay-Z. Right. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I share that same list, but oddly enough, I really want to meet Kristen Bell.
Yeah. She's
great,
right?
I love her in everything that she does. She comes across as just super cool, super chill. I feel like we can sit and, you know, have a beer and just hang out and shoot the shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. Rose Byrne too.
Rose Byrne's great.
I love Rose Byrne. She's great. And Steve Carell.
Yeah. Catherine did a photo shoot with Kristen Bell.
I saw those photos. Yeah.
And I guess it was like, I don't even know what it was for, but it was like Kristen Bell in pajamas and they were just at a hotel room, like jumping on the bed, and Catherine was doing the pictures for her. And Catherine was like, she's like, that woman and me are the same.
Yeah.
Like, they got along so freakishly well. So Catherine is a very good judge of people, Shem. I would say that you can take her word for it, that you guys would get along very well.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
David says here, can damn it, Maury. Oh, actually, we have we have Schmo questions here, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So before we get to Shem's question, David says here, can David Morey describe his favorite meal? And then everyone else has to rate it.
Oh.
Like out of 10?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. What's your favorite meal, Moore?
So that's tough because I love my dad's Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
Right?
What's your absolute favorite?
My absolute favorite meal would be when my dad makes a turkey and it has the canned gelled cranberry sauce and stuffing.
It's hard
and stuff
to judge
like that.
Because
that's
it's
what I'm saying.
Like...
So, but if I'm not going to have that, then I would absolutely have fries.
Yes.
Microwaved pierogies.
Not so four.
Okay. Nope. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. And I would have...
So right now you're potato cheese.
Yeah.
Right?
Fries, pierogies.
Sorry. Potato pastry, potato cheese.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Matthew's, when he makes chicken wings in the oven. I really like when he makes homemade chicken wings.
Okay. So you are potatoes, pastry, potatoes, cheese, wings, right?
Yum. Oh, and to start, calabrese salad. Oh, that's more cheese.
Do you mean caprese salad?
Do you mean caprese?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Calabrese.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you put on? What do you put on the pierogies?
Oh.
The microwave pierogies. What do you put on them?
Okay, honestly,
yeah.
It's two dips.
Okay.
I do horseradish and mustard.
That's a three. That's a two. That is a two.
I love dunking my pierogies in mustard.
That's a two. With horseradish on pierogies?
One
with
goes
mustard?
In the horseradish, and then the other one goes in the mustard.
Oh,
can
damn.
I ask why microwaved and not like cooked any other way? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, just because I don't have time to wait for it to boil.
Oh, okay. Understood.
Well, what about just like, what about...
Pan frying.
What about,
oh, I don't like when they're crispy. I like when they're like boiled.
You don't like a crispy, you don't like crispy pierogies?
No, boiled pierogies.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I'll do both sometimes if I'm cooking pierogies. I'll boil them up and dry them out and then throw them in the pan. Super hot, a little bit of oil.
That's going to be like a two or three for me, dog.
Yeah, that's a two. I mean, wings, and I don't know what those wings are like. I'm real picky with wings.
Oh, extra crispy, like he
does
puts
he
like...
make his own wings or he buys them
no,
from
he makes, like, he,
somewhere?
No,
what
he buys
what's
the...
What's his process? What's his process?
So he has like a big bowl. He puts all the wings in there.
Yeah.
He puts like paprika, then he puts salt and pepper, and he puts like the chili powder and puts them in the oven.
Any oil or anything like that?
Oh, sorry, in oil to start, yeah.
What kind of oil?
Olive oil.
No, that's a two.
I don't know. I believe in Matthew, man.
That's a two.
I love when he does that.
No.
Will Matthew make wings for us?
What is he?
Will you bring them in?
Probably.
What does he put
not.
Them on? What does he cook them on? What does he cook them
well,
on?
Well, like a pan, like a tray.
Like just straight down on the tray?
Yeah.
That's a one.
And then what? Oh, wow. And then what dipping sauce do you have?
Oh, no dipping sauce.
No dipping sauce?
No, wait, like a dry. Wings? Yeah, no, just dry wings.
No, but like you don't have something on the side? A little dip, dip?
No, no, just eat your dry wings.
Oh, man, wow. Keep them wings at home. Come on, I don't want them.
Yeah, I don't want them.
That's one more for me.
No,
you can give it a one.
No,
to me, it's still a 10.
No,
you know what? I'm going to order that when I get home.
Too much
Aisha
paprika.
Says here for Shem, what is Shem's favorite brand of apple juice? Because as we know,
Shem
only drinks apple juice.
Yep.
He doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't drink water.
Nope.
He doesn't drink anything else other than apple juice.
Minute Maid, baby. All
yeah, you're Minute
day.
Maid guy?
Cold. Not even Rougemont?
No. In the big old, like, the
you jar
have
you
thing?
Ever tried the Rougemont?
I have. I know exactly what you're talking about. No, Minute Maid for me all day.
Wow.
Really?
Classic. Wow,
so what is it about Minute Maid that you like?
It just kind of goes down smooth.
Yeah.
You know, it tastes great. It doesn't taste artificial. It doesn't taste super sugary.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah.
All right.
Especially when it's
cold.
I don't
think you've tried Rougemont.
I have. I know exactly what it comes in. It comes in that like circular cylinder can thingy. Oh, I know.
Now, what about, you don't drink anything carbonated, huh?
No, not really. No. Ginger ale sometimes. Yeah.
Ginger ale. Okay.
Yeah, not like club soda, nothing like that?
No. It tastes like static. No, yeah.
You don't like water?
Yeah, I'll drink water every now and then when I need to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But your drink of choice, like with a meal, you're at home?
Apple juice all day. Minute Maid apple juice all day.
Yeah, Shem. I only picture you, Shem, eating bologna sandwiches.
With a big glass apple juice.
With a big glass.
Ethan has a question for you, Roz, about BB guns, because you've talked about owning a BB gun on past episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they were airsoft guns or BB guns that shoot metal balls. Also, he mentioned he has a rifle. Is it a sniper or is it more like an assault rifle? I guess Ethan is into guns.
Okay. No, they're not airsoft. They're actual like BB guns that you put a piece of metal in it.
Yeah.
And then you pull it down, you crank it and pump it, and then you jack it back up. And then you just put it up to your face and let it go.
Yo.
That's it.
Man, somebody make a time stamp, Marcos. DM me so we can slow-mo this joint.
So it's old school. Like, one is like, remember A Christmas Story? Like, you'll shoot your eye out. Like, that's what my rifle looks like.
How many pellets or
one?
Or
one
just,
at a time.
It's just one?
One at a time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you gotta cock it and crank it every single time. Sorry. Crank it and cock it every single time. And then my handgun is very much the same. It shoots the same BBs and you bend the muzzle down all the way to the handle and there's like it compresses the air inside and you do that and then you put a BB in it. And like one of my targets that I have is probably, I don't know, like 200 feet away.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Like, these things shoot. Like, if I hit you in the ass, you would feel it for a week.
Oh, yeah.
With jeans.
I ain't, mm-mm.
No?
Like, I've never been paintballing before.
No?
And I won't.
Oh, it's fun. Paintballing's
because
fun.
I've heard if you get hit.
In the hand or something like
that. Yeah, hand,
bro.
Arm.
Yeah, it hurts.
Like, yeah.
You get bruised.
And bruised for a couple of days. Yeah,
you do. You guys never had, like, any BB guns or anything like that?
What?
I have bows, too. I get a lot of bows.
Really?
Yeah.
The speakers?
No, arrow. Like with arrows. Oh. With arrows.
What do you shoot?
The target?
You have targets at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of targets?
Just like regular.
Like hay?
No, like it's a target. You buy it. It's an actual target that
we'll
set up.
What's it made out of? Like foam or something?
Yeah, like super condensed foam.
Oh, okay.
So we have that. Because I taught
slingshots.
Because I do. We have slingshots.
Oh my God.
Because I taught Roxy how to shoot a bow when she was little.
Yeah. Does she still do it now?
No, not now. But she would if I busted it out again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. But yeah, because I grew up shooting bow and arrow and all that stuff.
Like
and
Hawkeye.
My dad always had guns around. Uh-huh. But I love it. I love shooting. Like I'm not like a gun guy. I'm not a violent guy.
Yeah.
But the actual like sport behind shooting at a target with something to me is very enjoyable. I like shooting things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Ethan.
What's the picture on your bullseye?
It's just circles.
Mm.
Yeah.
What
do you think? It's like I put like you up?
I'm just asking.
Oh, no.
You up.
You think I'm going to waste ink?
Hey, bullseye. Hello, Shanice. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, good. How are you guys?
Doing great. So happy to have you on the podcast today. What is your question for the room?
Okay, my question is, what past fashion trend would you want to bring back today?
Oh,
great question. You must have an answer.
Okay, I have two. One are like from the 80s psychedelic pants, the one with all the designs on them, very neon colors. I think that would be so cute to go to a club too, or to parties. I think we need to bring that back.
Okay.
Anything else?
I want to bring bandanas back too.
Oh, good one.
I wear one every day around
Roz
my neck.
Still wears one.
I love bandanas. I got a whole bunch of them.
My answer is high-waisted pants.
High waist, they are back right now. Oh,
slowly coming back.
No.
Slowly coming back.
For women, high waisted pants are super.
No, but
right
for
now.
Men, like Harry Styles is doing it, but high waisted pants and belt, like with it tight and it flares out at the bottom.
Oh yeah, you're gonna wear that?
That's my dream.
You would look like the
amazing.
Dad.
Amazing. You should go buy one.
Yes.
I said today.
No, you would look like the old man from Up if you wore high waisted pants.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wear high waisted with a belly more.
No, I said that's my dream. Like, I'll eventually get there.
You look like you owned a deli if you wore that.
Yeah. Maury's deli.
Right? Yeah.
It's you a gabagool sandwich.
For men's fashion. I'm trying to think of like what I have that is that I don't wear anymore. I used to love flared, but I just don't know if I have the body for them anymore. Flared pants. You know, I think mostly about women's fashion with this, and I may be in the vast minority, okay? But there was a look, and we've talked about this before years ago, that is like when you go back and you look at the pictures now, it gets goofed on, and it's like the lowest of the low period of individual sort of sense of style and everything. But man, I loved it when you could see a woman's underpants come up over the top of her jeans.
Look at Shep. Shep's so excited right now.
Yeah. I love that look. Yeah. I thought it was hot.
The whale tail?
Yeah. Oh, but on the sides.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, okay.
I loved that look. I thought it was hot as hell.
Shem?
I want to say fanny packs. I know people start to wear them like now, but I love the fanny pack.
Yeah.
Like, people do all the time. They wear it around their shoulders.
Yeah, but I was going to say, not around your shoulders. I mean, where you know, right around your waist.
I have one. It's shaped a little bit differently, but I have one that I wear on my waist.
Oh, yeah?
All the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. I really love it, actually.
I like back in the day when people would have like giant tongue sneakers. That would stick up a little bit, right? And they kind of got away from that. But like for both guys and girls, right? Sneakers had the massive tongue with the big fat laces. I always liked that. I thought that'd be cool to come back. Thank you very much for that, Shanice. That was a great question.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Okay, I thought about this really long. I love Roz's bluntness. But I have to go with Mocha because I am half Guyanese.
Hey.
So represent.
Right.
Big up, big up.
Right.
You can't say anything that's not going to sound racist right now, Roz.
No, that's why I'm saying nothing.
Shanice, you're the best. Love you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Shem, how are you? What are your thoughts on tube tops, Shem?
What are my thoughts on tube tops?
Yeah. I used to be a big fan of tube tops.
You know what? I'm not. I don't really care for them.
But
really?
Do you know why I became a big fan of tube tops? It wasn't because of like girls my age that wore tube tops. It was back in the day. It was all my friends' moms used to wear tube tops.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Right?
Now that I think about it, right? Like,
you know,
the shoulders like, all exposed.
Yeah.
You can get a little kissy kissy if you need to.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to love tube, like the thick ones, right? Like it was almost like a big elastic kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to love that look.
You. Okay. Settle down over there. I'm starting to sweat already.
Let me chill.
All right. We'll end with this question directed to you, Roz, from our good buddy Dallas Singh from the West Coast out in Vancouver. All right. Dallas says here, how does Roz get the multicolored stripes on his lawn? Basically just lawn stripes.
So lawn stripes, everybody calls them lines on Instagram, and I just want to correct everybody. They're like, oh my God, the lines. I'm like, they're stripes, actually. Amateur. So those aren't different colors. What you're looking at is the way that the sun hits the grass, right? So my mowers don't have back wheels. What they have is a giant roller on the back that the motor then moves. So my mowers are propelled by this giant tube cylinder on the back of my mower, right? It's metal. And when I mow in a line, that big cylinder pushes all the grass down that way. It's like a giant tire going over it. And then when I come back the other way, the grass gets pushed down that way. And then when the sun hits it, it's literally just hitting the grass. Grass is laid this way, and then some grass is laid the opposite way in alternating stripes. And that's how you get the colors. It's nothing more than just the way that grass going one way. You know when you have a couch?
Mm.
And you can rub a couch
or
like the seat of a car and it changes colors like tone when you rub it. That's all it is. Literally goes one way. It goes one color depending on how the light hits it. And you go another way and it goes the other color.
That's how you get the lines.
Yep. That's it. Stripes. Jackass.
There it is.
You're such a jackass.
Thank you very much for all of your questions. Once a week, we post on Instagram a picture that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. It's got a photo of us. And just go to the comments section and leave your question there, and we'll get to them. And, of course, invite two of you to join us on a future episode. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.